The country's oldest university, Trinity College Dublin, will have a new provost later this year after the election of Professor Linda Doyle to the post at the weekend. The first woman to head up the university in its 429-year history, Professor Doyle will take over as provost, in effect president of the college, in August after winning a vote of staff and student representatives. She takes over at a challenging time for universities, with much third-level learning taking place online and challenges over how the sector is funded. Professor Joel joins us now on the line. A very good afternoon to you, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
Hi, Brian. Thank you.
Congratulations on your appointment. Plenty to talk about, but we might just begin with those ongoing pandemic restrictions. Are you hopeful that before the year is out, you'll get more students back into the lecture theatres?
So, yes, absolutely hopeful. I mean, there's some good progress being made on vaccinations, and I know you were just discussing it there, but I hope that there'd be a majority of people vaccinated later in the summer. And I think there is much hope. I do imagine there will still be some restrictions. For example, I can imagine in gatherings there will still be mask wearing, but hopefully, yes, that there will be a return. And this is so, so important for the welfare of students and for their learning.
Yeah, I mean, it's the case that there would be undergraduate students who perhaps have never been on the campus, never perhaps sat in a lecture theatre, missing out on a big part of the college experience. The more the universities, more a college like Trinity could do to try to get them back on campus, rapid testing, for example, more effective social distancing controls in place, some way that could help.
Absolutely. So you're absolutely right in pointing out there'll be students now who've had two academic years disrupted, and this has a great impact on them. And as we all know, I mean, as you probably know yourself, while you learn in lectures and labs and the library, there's so much more in the college life that's important to your development. So I think there is more. We ourselves were looking at rapid testing, and I was really delighted to see that Minister Harris is bringing a proposal to government on testing on university campuses, and I think that can really help effectively. But for us as well, one thing that really helps is that we would have clarity on what to expect. And that really is the way to help in us being able to plan and move forward in a constructive way for our students.
Another impact of COVID presumably has been foreign students coming here to study. They're an important part of college life, I guess. They're certainly important to college finances in universities across the country, particularly in relation to the new mandatory hotel quarantine rules. How do you think that's going to impact on recruiting those overseas students?
So without a doubt, it has an impact. You know, many students will be looking around the world and kind of trying to figure out where to go and study, and where they have clarity on what to expect is going to factor into their choice. You know, that's why I think it's really important that we in the university do work with government, work with staff, students, the Irish Council for International Students to kind of really push the best way forward to deal with this. And, you know, what you mentioned earlier as well in terms of testing on university campuses, I think that could be really instrumental. But for me, it's ultimately about bringing clarity on all of that. And we will even have, for example, 300 Erasmus students coming back to Ireland as well. And they'll have to be factored into that process as well. So it's all about kind of, coming up with a robust plan, giving these students clarity so they can plan in terms of financial expectations and for their own well-being too.
Trinity gets, I'm told, something of the order of 40% of its funding from the government, and there's legislation due towards the end of this month which would give the state greater oversight in how that money is spent, not just in Trinity, but in all the universities. Yeah. Trinity, though, is opposed to that. Why?
So that consultation document on the proposed legislation, it definitely does contain some ideas that I worry about. So you probably know yourself that the document focuses on accountability and good governance, and that's absolutely hugely important. But where I have, challenges with it, it sees there only being one way to have that good governance. And it doesn't provide the kind of evidence-based analysis that would say, okay, that kind of good governance would lead to a better way of being, a better way of spending your money, and a better way of doing things. So I suppose that's where the main, challenge comes in for us. And to me, it's really important to have strong, autonomous, independent institutions. It's important to Ireland, and it's important for, democracy in this country that we have that. So the autonomy piece is very important to us as well.
But for example, you as provost, when you take over, if I'm correct, will chair the governing board of Trinity. Now, that in other walks of life wouldn't be regarded as good practice. This is the CEO chairing the board. Yeah. There should be a distance between the executive and the people who are responsible for the governance of the institution.
I'm completely happy for there to be an independent chair. I think that makes sense. And I've actually said that, you know, during the campaign we had recently in the election, I've kind of made that very, very clear. And that's one way of improving things. And, you know, we can always do things better. But a board of a particular makeup and a particular size, that kind of goes against, I suppose, the ethos of inclusivity, of diversity. And getting that wider voice in, to me, is very, you know, it's important that we maintain that ethos in Trinity.
I suppose the context of all this is third level underfunding, as many in the sector would argue. The investment that's going to be necessary in the years ahead, where is it going to come from, do you think?
So I do think it's really important that we have properly sustainable funded public universities. I think it's also important that the university themselves makes efforts. So we do in Trinity work hard at you know, commercial revenue and philanthropy. But ultimately, the most important bit is the public funding of the public university. And if you look at, you know, we've been talking about the COVID pandemic, you can see the really strong performance of the role of the higher education sector in throughout the pandemic, you know, and we will only go on playing a strong role through proper funding. So for me, it's about government investing further and giving that kind of sustainable underpinning to the sector. That's so important.
Dealing with the past is something that very many institutions, certainly those as old as Trinity, have had to confront in recent years. The Black Lives Matter movement, for example, putting the spotlight on historic figures who were associated with slavery. Now, that's included in the case of Trinity, Bishop Berkeley, an Irish-born philosopher, a slave owner, commemorated in the Berkeley Library at Trinity. Yeah. Should he be commemorated, someone like that, in that way?
So I think it's a fantastic question. And in fact, we, I suppose, in Trinity are addressing that. So we have a major project on Trinity colonial legacies. So it's run by two researchers, Kieran O'Neill and Patrick Walsh. And I think it's really important for us as a university to dig into our past, to understand it, and then take appropriate action on the basis of a kind of deep understanding of what's happened. So I'm all for looking at this and facing it head on.
As I said, you're the first woman provost appointed to the role. Of course, I suppose perhaps we should recall that the university was founded by a woman, Queen Elizabeth the First.
That's true.
But it's taken a while, if you like, for the wheel to come full circle. What message does your election send out? And the fact that all three candidates are women, to young women who would hope for a career in academic life?
Well, I think, first of all, it's a really powerful symbolic message. But one of the things that I actually was most overjoyed about, one of my colleagues told me on the way home in the Dart, he heard two young kids talking to their mother about there being a woman provost in Trinity. So I thought, you know, that really sets the scene for saying anything is possible and you can do it. So I think really important symbolically. And as I've been saying, you know, it was an extraordinary day on Saturday for me. I'm completely overjoyed, but this needs to be an ordinary day. And these kind of roles, you know, constantly taken up by people from diverse backgrounds.
I mean, your own background, you're from Cork, you're an engineer, a graduate of UCC, and then you did your PhD, I think, in Trinity.
That's right.
Been teaching there since the mid-1990s. So in a sense, throughout your career, you've been breaking through glass ceilings.
That's true. I mean, because I work in a very technical area, so I ran, for example, one of the SFI research centres, and I would have been the first woman leading one of those as well. But the thing to me that I break through the most is I combine, so I'm Professor of Engineering and the Arts, and for me it's very, very important to kind of break through as well, where you kind of break the silos of disciplines and you bring things together in new ways. And I suppose that kind of way of thinking differently is something that's very important to me to bring to the role.
Well, congratulations once again, and thank you for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Provost-elect of Trinity College Dublin, Professor Linda Doyle. We'll have more after this short break.